Support for this podcast comes from Wolf, presenting Reclaim the Kitchen, simple cooking techniques and recipes, a cooking toolkit to empower cooks of all skill levels to reclaim their kitchen. A recent study conducted by Wolf as part of its Reclaim the Kitchen initiative found that 25% of adults would rather watch a cooking show than cook a meal themselves, and 40% don't cook because they're just too tired on any given day, even if they have the time. Reclaim the Kitchen, presented by Wolf, online now at reclaimthekitchen.com. It's A Couple Cooks, the podcast with Sonia and Alex Overheiser. We're a couple on a mission to find the tastiest, good-for-you eats you can make in your kitchen, because the way we eat can make a meaningful difference.
Join us as we chase after real good food through stories, recipes, and conversations about cooking at home and eating well. Welcome to the A Couple Cooks podcast. We're glad you're here.
I'm Sonia.
And I'm Alex.
And we started this podcast to inspire you to eat better and cook more. Thank you to all you listeners out there who have contacted us via social media or otherwise. We love hearing from you and hearing your feedback on our latest episodes. This week we heard from Shabnam. She said that our food story is inspiring and relatable. Thank you so much. Her and her husband are struggling with their food habits and choices. They've been trying to be more mindful about eating and what they purchase. And she said that after going through our blog, she realized that our love for food developed over time and through different experiences in life. It's not about reaching a specific goal or target, but how you make little changes and keep at it consistently. She feels more inspired and motivated to cook and eat wholesome and locally grown food. So that's wonderful. Thank you so much, Shabnam, for sharing that. We also got an email from Sharon. Sharon said that what she loves about listening to the A Couple Cooks podcast is that she feels like she's going on a culinary adventure every time she turns on a show, even if she's only in her car on the way to work. I love that. And speaking of culinary adventures, we will be taking one today in this episode.
So our show today is all about those quick little tips and tricks that can get you eating real food and getting you back in the kitchen if you're feeling just too exhausted, just too lazy, or rather uninspired to make your own food.
Right. We know a lot of people find cooking to be a chore. People would rather watch cooking shows or scroll through social media than actually cook, which was definitely us just a few years ago. And we have learned over the years that cooking can not only be fun and exciting, but it can also be pretty simple once you start to get used to different techniques that are used. So today's show is going to be all about kind of embracing some simple ideas that can get you back into the kitchen. Some of you listening might be lifelong cooks, and we love that. We hope that some of these ideas will just be good reminders to you of things you've already tried potentially. And we know some of you are just starting your culinary journeys, and so we hope these ideas can inspire you today.
So on the last podcast, we mentioned that you had a quick trip down to Austin, and you didn't just take yourself down there. You took a little tape recorder as well.
Well, a microphone and digital recorder. I don't think tapes are really in these days, Alex.
I'm sorry. Some sort of recording device.
It's true. I went to go visit Janine D'Onofrio of Love and Lemons, the blog and now cookbook. You may remember a past episode where we had Janine and her husband, Jack, on the podcast. Do you remember which episode that was, Alex?
Of course. I have a photographic memory, a phonographic memory for podcast episodes. I think it was episode 15 called Love and Vegetables.
All right. So that was the episode where we had Janine and Jack call in. And for this episode, we thought we would do something pretty fun. I went all the way to Austin and was on site in Janine and Jack's beautiful kitchen.
And I love the challenge that you two took on. You said, I'm just going to open the fridge, see what's in here, and make a meal out of it.
Exactly. It was kind of like the TV show Chopped, if any of you watched that. We just used whatever was on hand in Janine's refrigerator and we quickly brainstormed what we would make. We didn't really have much advanced planning at all, so this was not set up. And we came up with a beautiful meal. So let's get right to...
Pause. You want to pause this episode, go over to loveandlemons.com and take a look at some pictures of the beautiful bright space so you get a picture for what kind of a working space you guys are working in. Okay, glad you're back.
Right. It was a gorgeous space and it was so much fun to collaborate with Janine on this recipe. All right. I am here on location in the Love and Lemons kitchen with Janine.
Hey.
And today we thought we would play a little real life Chopped and look in Janine's refrigerator, see what kind of food is in there, and then make a quick and simple meal that anyone could do on a weeknight. So let's go ahead and open it up.
Kind of a mess, so you can't see the picture of how messy it is, but it's a little messy. Okay, let's see. We have coffee, almond milk, spinach. I have some vegetables, I'm sure. Some kale, some herbs, garlic. Let's see. I don't know. What do you usually go to if you're going to make something really quick and easy when you come home?
Well, for Alex and I, a lot of times we use eggs and just make something random with eggs. So I see some eggs, right over here.
Some nice organic eggs. What I usually go to, here I have tortillas.
Oh, perfect.
This is sometimes my go-to. I can always wrap anything in a taco.
Same with us, for sure.
I have corn tortillas. I also have these funny coconut tortillas.
Coconut tortillas? I've never heard of that.
I haven't tried them yet. I just bought them the other day.
All right, let's do something with eggs, tortillas, and
I make these pickled onions, and I keep them in the fridge forever, and they're kind of great to put on anything.
Perfect. Let's use those too. Okay, so we have all of the ingredients laid out over here. We have tortillas. We have some cilantro. Avocado, salsa, we've got our spinach and eggs, and then we have those pickled onions that Janine was talking about. All right, so how many eggs are you going to use
here? I think I'll do 4 eggs for 2 people.
Okay, perfect. 4 eggs in the bowl. And this is the perfect hangry meal for when you just want to get something on the table.
Or for a quick breakfast.
Luckily, we don't have a timer going like on Chopped, so you don't have to feel worried about your timing.
Okay, I'm just going to put a pinch of salt into my eggs and a little splash of water.
What does the water do?
It makes them a little lighter and fluffier.
Got it.
So I'm going to whisk these really, really well. I wouldn't whisk them as much as if I was making an omelet, but I want these scrambled eggs to be light and fluffy. Okay, actually, before I cook my eggs, I have my egg mixture. I'm going to set it aside here. I'm going to char my tortillas over the gas flame, just because I want my tortillas to be ready to go when the eggs are ready. So I'm going to do this part first. And I have a gas stove, so I just put them right on the for a few seconds until they're kind of charred around the edges. I think this really helps, like, especially if you have stale tortillas. It really gives them a nice little charred flavor. So I highly recommend. If you don't have a gas stove, you can do it on like a cast iron pan. You can do it in the microwave, but I actually don't prefer to do it in the microwave because I like the little char on the edges. I think it adds.
And this is safe to do at home?
Yeah, it's safe. I just turn it on like a medium and like how many seconds is that? Like 10 seconds.
And we've got some lovely little char marks on the outside.
Nice charred tortillas.
I have never done this.
Do you have a gas stove at home?
I do. Yeah, we do.
You have to do it this way. This is the only way.
Okay, this is the tech.
I mean, except for obviously, if you have it electric, you can do it on the cast iron pan.
This is the Tex-Mex way, huh?
In Austin, we take our breakfast tacos very seriously, so you got to get good tortillas and a good char. Especially a char if you don't have good tortillas that you're starting with. Okay, now I'm going to heat my pan kind of on medium. Wait for it to get a little hot. Scramble my eggs. Got a hot pan. I've got a little olive oil in the pan, and I'm just going to go ahead and pour the eggs in. Put that bowl aside. And then I'm just going to cook them a little bit. And then I have this tip that I like to do, which is to scoop a little bit of salsa into the eggs, because I think that it's easier than chopping up onion or garlic. Those sorts of things are in the salsa, so I think it kind of makes a nice breakfast taco to scoop, just a scoop of salsa into the scrambled eggs and scramble them.
And I see we have Frontera salsa from Rick Bayless, who was previously on the podcast. So shout out to Rick.
And I would get some good salsa. Like, this is tomatillo salsa. That's what I prefer.
All right. And now you're taking some greens, some spinach, baby spinach leaves.
Yeah, just throw some spinach right in there.
And the heat of the eggs will wilt the spinach. Right.
I just stir it around basically until the eggs coat the spinach. So the eggs are cooked, the spinach is wilted, and that's about it. That's three ingredients, four ingredients.
Couldn't be easier.
All right, I'm just gonna take my scrambled egg and spinach mixture and put them in my tortillas. Okay, I'm just gonna garnish these tacos with some avocado, and what I like to do with the avocado before I put it on is squeeze just a little bit of lime over it and a pinch of salt. That way kind of every layer of this taco is seasoned. And then I've got these pickled onions and a little bit of cilantro to, you know, make it pretty, mostly.
So these pickled onions, can you tell me about how you make them? Because I know they're pretty simple to whip up.
Yeah, it's just the brine is one part vinegar and one part water, and I think maybe a tablespoon of sugar. I kind of just go eyeball it and do a pinch of sugar. Heat it up on the stove, slice your onion really thin with a pinch of salt, and just pour it over the onions, and then put them in the fridge for at least 30 minutes and once they've cooled, and then I just keep them in my fridge until I finish using them. They last forever in the back of the fridge.
I love that. And I know you can put them on tacos. Are there other things that you use them for?
I put them on salads. Like if I have a big kale salad with actually a lot of these same ingredients, I'll do a kale salad with roasted sweet potatoes, avocado, cilantro, feta cheese, and pickled onions. And that's a great combination that actually I make all the time.
I love that. All right, Janine's just putting the onions on top of the tacos, and these look so beautiful, and they were so simple to put together.
What was this, like 5 minutes?
About that, I would say. Maybe 10, since we're garnishing.
I'm trying to make it pretty for Instagram. So that takes an extra 5 minutes for sure.
And I think that charring the tortillas is really what makes them look authentic. I love that. I'm going to start doing that at home.
See, what am I missing? Oh, and I also like to just serve it with an scoop of salsa on the side.
Perfect.
Okay, and there we have it. Are we gonna eat?
They look so beautiful. Let's go ahead and give it a try.
Jack is here. It's food time.
All right. He smelled the tacos cooking.
Yep.
Yum. Mm. So good. I love those pickled onions. That really makes it. All right, so that took us like 10 minutes to whip up. I guess that just goes to show that you don't need to have a lot of forethought and planning to make something that tastes amazing and looks beautiful.
I think they turned out great. I love when she makes the breakfast tacos. I love the red onions too. And I've always been a bit leery of avocados, but they're fantastic in here too.
Perfect.
He's an avocado lover now. He hates to admit.
You know what? I'm kind of the same way. They're a little bit mushy, and that kind of scares me a little bit.
Yeah, it scares me too. But she keeps sneaking them in and doing such a fantastic job with them. Even in here with the avocados and the eggs and everything, I just love it. So she has turned me on avocados officially.
Perfect. Well, I know a lot of people of the Instagram generation are used to seeing what looks like just picture perfect food in their feeds, and it can be a little bit intimidating. But I think that what we've seen today is that you really don't need a lot of time and preparation to make something that tastes great and is nourishing.
I think when you start with some fresh ingredients, they oftentimes look really, really beautiful together. And that's usually when I take, if my food is pretty, I take a picture. If it's not, I eat it anyway, and Jack will eat anything. So.
I mean, the thing is, most of the stuff you see and everything we made here was just things Janine had. Like the red onions were just in the fridge. The greens were in the fridge. Like, if you have great stuff on hand, just mix it together. Make it. It's going to look good. It's going to taste good. And that's all that really matters.
And if it doesn't look good, you can eat it anyway. It's okay.
Absolutely. And it's all about who you're eating it with.
It's very good to be eating with one half of a couple cooks.
We'd like to say a quick thank you to our sponsor, Reclaim the Kitchen, presented by Wolf. Studies show that many of us spend more time scrolling through social media than slicing ingredients for home-cooked meals. At ReclaimTheKitchen.com, Wolf created a toolkit full of simple techniques to empower cooks of all skill levels to reclaim their kitchen. There are even easy recipes that will generate plenty of likes from family and friends. It's all online at ReclaimTheKitchen.com. Presented by Wolf.
Well, if Jack only got one half of a couple cooks, at least he got the better half.
Oh.
So what are we talking about for our recipe of the week?
Right. Well, we shared one with Janine, kind of a non-recipe, and then non, like N-O-N, not non-bread, like Indian bread.
N-A-A-N.
So we have our own recipe we wanted to share for another easy idea. This one involves a little bit more advanced planning. But once you get the concept down, it can also be something you can just come up with on the fly. And it is a fall vegetable grain bowl with lemon yogurt is how we served it. So what we did is we took our favorite fall vegetables, which are sweet potatoes and cauliflower and some red onion, and we roasted those vegetables. Now, I think if you remember back to the very beginning of our podcast, we talked a lot about roasting vegetables and how it gets us through the winter. It's a great way.
There's some beautiful irony here because I think that was episode one, which was 1 year ago to the day that was released, where we talked about roasting vegetables. And here we are bringing back our favorite technique.
This is true. So we used some cauliflower we got at the farmer's market here in Indianapolis and some sweet potatoes, roasted those at 450. We always roast our vegetables pretty hot, which gets them very caramelized. And if you remember us talking in the very first podcast, we talked about how roasting really changes the flavor of the vegetables. It makes them very savory and caramely and not anything like the raw version of the vegetable. So we roasted these and then we just boiled a whole grain to go on the side. You could do rice, you can do quinoa. Here we did a kind of unique grain called frika.
Frika.
And I think that's how you say it. I'm not quite sure. I don't use it in conversation often.
But if you're a native frika speaker, please let us know.
So we boiled some frika. It actually is pretty quick cooking, which I enjoyed. It is not gluten-free, so if you're a gluten-free diet, you might want to use quinoa or another gluten-free grain. So we took those, and then we mixed up a really quick yogurt lemon sauce and drizzled that over everything and put on some, I think it's parsley or cilantro, something beautiful and green on the top.
Parsley, I believe.
Yep, that's right. And it makes for just a really satisfying lunch or dinner. You can serve it in a big bowl. You can call it a nourish bowl if you'd like. That's kind of a popular term these days. But it can basically be made with any vegetable that you have on hand. You can roast the vegetables and then boil up a pot of any type of grain, put them together. And usually a quick sauce can be really nice to kind of bind them together and make everything taste incredibly delicious.
And what I love about this recipe is just how beautiful and satisfying it looks. And if something looks good, it's going to kind of feel more satisfying as you eat it. You had found this beautiful purple cauliflower, I think, at the farmer's market.
Yeah, and so I did.
That really tied everything together. The orange sweet potatoes, purple cauliflower, some red onion in there.
Yep.
Just gorgeous.
Yep. So we will place the link to that recipe in the show notes.
All right. Before I let you head out, I'm going to put you to the test.
Okay.
I was walking by the game cabinet and I found these foodie quiz cards. So I'm going to ask you a few quiz questions and see what you got.
Okay.
Number one, what fast food promoter wears a size 14 and a half shoe?
Ronald McDonald.
Yes. Yes. I can tell you have a fast food pass, even if you have a whole food future. All right. Etiquette. What is the limit for delaying dinner for a late guest? 15 minutes, 30 minutes, or 45 minutes?
Oh, man.
Channel your inner Downton Abbey.
30?
15 minutes.
I was going to guess that
at
first.
Can't let the food go cold.
Good point.
What will over-whipped cream produce?
Butter.
Yes.
Yes.
What kinds of foods are listed as verdure on an Italian menu?
Vegetables.
Yes. And the last one.
Okay.
What is the prep term for removing the outer skin of a fruit or vegetable with a knife?
Peel.
Pear.
Ah.
So close.
Dang.
Until next week.
Well, that was a fun additional segment. Thank you, Alex.
No problem.
All right. Well, that's all we have for today. We hope that you've enjoyed our show and that you've become inspired to do a chop style challenge in your refrigerator or roast up some vegetables and a random grain and tie it all together into a meal.
We'd love for you to head over to acouplecookspodcast.com and let us know what's in your fridge and what type of delightful meal you made out of it.
And we look forward to hearing from you next time, which will be our official 1 year podcast anniversary special.
Woo woo.
And we might have a really exciting giveaway coming up. Talk to you next time.